John Bassett with Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. She's in Berlin. Carnegie Endowment for International Peace puts out online the best thinking across Europe. And as Judy reminds us each time, we're coming to a European election, an EU election, very critical to understand the positions of different states at war or not. And then we go to Moscow. We have strange reports from Moscow after the weekend of the so-called election. For example, a flash mob, this is the London Telegraph reporting, flash mob protests overshadow Putin's victory in sham election. Then we had report of dozens of Russians arrested in something called a Noon Against Putin protest. That must rhyme in Russian. We also have the question of the vote itself coming very close to Mr. Putin winning 90%, which is the giveaway number of dictator's election. 90%. He was a little under that. He had no opposition. He did not run as a leader of a party. He ran as an independent. And everything about the election, it makes a mockery of democracy. Judy, is there an opinion in Germany, one opinion of this farce that was conducted for Putin to win his fifth term?
Yes. Consensus. No legitimacy. It was a sham election. And the German television, which is still based in Moscow, and German correspondents have done terrific coverage before the elections and during the elections. There's nothing more to be said really about it, that it's just not taken seriously. What is taken seriously, that Putin is in power for another 6 years. His victory speech was, he was ebullient about it. And they now have to deal with Putin that's going to continue the war in Ukraine. And this is the other side of the elections, that this is now Putin using what he claims is the legitimacy of the people to continue his policies. And this is going to be a very hard time to sustain the support for Ukraine. But Putin's message was certainly clear. He's not going to give up on Ukraine.
The recession that's weighed on Germany, does it strengthen in any fashion the Ostpolitik crowd we've talked about, the people who want to go back to the old ways?
No, this recession actually could play into the hands of the far right, the alternative for Germany, because we have inflation. Although inflation is going down, it's not reflected yet in the prices, but inflation is going down. But we have to keep a very close eye on the German budget for 2025. And now there are discussions that investments in digitization will be cut back. I mean, Germany is just way down the league in terms of providing top-class digital infrastructure. It's really quite embarrassing for a very sophisticated country. And there's talk about what will happen for the financing of Ukraine. So the recession is eating into all of this. And Christian Lindner, the finance minister, is looking at the books and seeing where the savings could be made at a time when the younger generation is going to be saddled with having to pay for yet another increase for pensioners, the 21 million pensioners in Germany who have just been agreed a 4.1% rise in their pensions. I mean, why? Because the established parties, the Christian Democrats and the Social Democrats, the majority of the people, of the voters, are old. So the younger generation will now have to pay deep into their pockets to finance the older generation, and the younger generation will have very little money left when the time comes when they retire.
Judy Dempsey, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.